Save big on your landscaping project now at Menards. Whether you're installing a patio or a new retaining wall, Menards has the blocks you need to get the job done right. We carry the largest in-stock selection ready to take home today. Stop in and get our 12-inch smooth patio block on sale now. Save big on concrete landscape blocks at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
It's about that time when everybody's in their yard and you're planting and hoping things grow. And joining us, it's Katie, the garden lady.
Welcome back, Katie.
Hi, thank you for having me. It's great to be here.
You could always watch her educational YouTube videos. Look for Riverbed Sedge. That's Riverbed, S-E-D-G-E. All right, Katie, question number one. Whenever I go to the store and there's questions that say annuals, perennials, and then shrubs, I don't know the difference.
So that's a great question. Annuals are the instant gratification of the garden world because they flower continuously all season. So when you buy petunias or geraniums, they may not come back next year, but they'll bloom from about May to October.
Oh, okay.
So all plants live the same life cycle. They are a plant that grows and then flowers and then goes to seeds so they can continue on.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a matter of you holding on to it when it doesn't look so hot anymore.
Let's see, it's the circle of life, Anna.
Perennials, what's the difference with those?
So perennials are plants that come back every year. And if you're a seasoned gardener, you can plant multiple perennials that have different bloom times. So in your garden, there's always a succession of blooms.
So those are the ones that... their lifespans are shorter,
yep.
But they come back to
right,
life.
Right.
This is why
we don't do this.
So
the less colors, right? Yep. Usually a lot of times. You know, what I found actually, Katie, was the perennials that my wife planted last year, the year before, when they fell off and the color came off, when they came back this year, much more robust.
Yeah, plants are always growing. They never really like reach a max point. If they're healthy, they just keep thriving.
See, this is what I love about gardening, Anna, is it's hopeful.
Not for me.
No, it's hopeful. There's hope in there, right?
Sure.
If you just keep trying
and
you just keep doing your best, a lot of times it's going to surprise you and it's going to come back.
Oh, I hope so. And now, shrubs. I thought shrubs were just bushes. Is that not true?
That is true, yeah.
Oh, good. See, look at me.
Shrubs are in right now. They're real big.
Yeah.
Shrub time.
Shrubs are the foundation plants to any garden. Mm-hmm. They're more of like foundation plantings that you build your garden around. And shrubs differ from perennials because they have woody stems that never die back.
All right, Katie, give us three quick things that you can do to have a successful garden this year.
Yeah, okay. Just get out there and acknowledge the plants, first of all. Take an inventory of what's growing in your yard and try to get out there once a week, see what's blooming and see what's sort of fading back. Even if you don't know the names of the plants, you could look them up, but write them down and just keep monitoring them. The second thing I would do is feed all your plants, your house plants, your shrubs, your perennials, your annuals. Plants are living things. They like food. The food will give them plenty of nutrients to keep going. And a lot of plants like to be fed in the spring and again in the fall.
Okay.
And the third thing I would say for a successful garden is just take it easy and enjoy yourself.
Oh, that's a good tip because I'm always stressed out by it. Especially if people are like, oh, it's so relaxing. I'm like, no, I'm just killing things and spending money.
Well, I think we get anxious, right? We move too quick with plants.
Yeah.
We don't give them a chance to rebound or kind of tell us what's going on. We see something droop for a minute or whatever, and we're like, oh.
It's dead.
Right, I got to do something.
Right, right. Definitely gardening is the opposite of instant gratification. It's, you know, slow-moving beauty. And there's a time for everything. You know, in the spring, your lilacs bloom, and they're so enchanting with that fragrance. But then they sort of fade back, and they just become shrubby. They have leaves, and they're no longer the star of the show. And something else is going to flower, and it's going to be, you know, the focal point. Mm. And then something else will. So it's all cyclical.
All right, Katie, the garden lady. You can find her YouTube channel, Riverbed Sedge, and get all the educational videos you need so your garden blooms this year. Thank you so much, Katie.
Thank you for having me.